And no, I gotta get it. All right, it's a very old computer. I might just get a new computer. But in the meantime, I'm using this device. Okay, we'll see how it goes. I'm not so sure. We'll see how it goes. This Targum. So this is Targum Unculus. All right, we'll see how this goes. And if they're Rashi. Here also, Mefarshim is a little bit different than what I'm used to. All right, we'll see how it goes. Okay, so we're out right here.
Side by side.
So
highlight, you have to highlight a line.
Right, so let me try to do it like this. Okay, now. Well, it doesn't matter, same thing. Okay, from the bottom. Alright, let's learn. We'll figure it out as we go along. Okay, so the Pasuk of Dal. Oy Vosar. Oy Vosar. You see the.
Oh, it came up.
Can you see? You see on the top,
yeah.
You see the Pasuk? Oy Vosar?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Pasuk is. Pasuk. Oy Vosar. Here it is. Oy Vosar. Let's say there is Basar. Kiev,
yeah.
So now we're doing another nega. Oy basar. Kiev, oy mikvasesh. There was a fire. Got burnt. The flesh got burnt. Okay. And, v'hoysa mikhyas ha-mikhva. The mikhyas ha-mikhva. By heres levona adam demes oy levona. Same exact thing. Now the michyas over here means the healthy flesh, the flesh that is healthy. Okay, so there is let's see, guys, over here. The michyas. Now, what does it mean? What does it mean? The michyas. Michyas means the healthy flesh of the burn. It's by Harris Levana. It's a bright white spot, Adam Demes, that is a red or Levana or is white. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi says the Michyas HaMichva.
The healing. The heels,
Rashi. Kishachoysa HaMichva, when it got better, Kishachoysa, when it healed HaMichva, Hofchala Beharis Pesucha. It transformed into a baheres, that is pesucha. So we learned yesterday, what does it mean? What does it mean pesucha? So we have, maybe let's just see over here. This is in English. Let me try to put it in English. A michyas pesucha. Here's the Rashi. I see this is not going to be a good idea. This device is not really good. This device is making me too confusing. Okay, over here in the English, if you can see it, let me try also make it more bright. Okay, so over here in English it says, "Kishachaisa mikhva, hafchal of heres pesucha." So in English it says, "Michas, the healed flesh of the burnt part, of the burnt part." Over here in Old French, it says, "Okay, the text means that when the burnt part was healed, it turned into a bright spot, variegated or evenly white." Okay, kishachaisa mikhva,
a scar.
Okay, a scar, that's a pesucha, le beheres pesucha, a levana chalaka. So the beheres pesucha, in the English it translates it as a bright spot, variegated. Now what does that word mean, variegated? I'm not exactly sure. Okay, a levana, v'simoni michva, v'simoni shchin shavim. The simoni michva and the simoni shchin shavim heim. Whatever we learned yesterday is exactly the same. Why did the pasuk separate them in two different parashiyos? From they do not combine one with the other. So that means that you need a shear. In order to be a michya, the michya has to have a minimum shear. And if it doesn't have a minimum shear, then it's not a nega. So let's say you have a spot, and half of the spot is from a shchin, a boil, and the other half is from a michya, is from a burn. They do not combine together. Rabbi Blazer, this drives me crazy. I'm going to go back to the Chumash, okay? I'm going to go back to the Chumash. I can't do this with this device. This device is no good. It's like a little iPad.
It's very slow, jumping.
Yeah. It's no good. I'm just going to do it regular. Okay, I'm just going to do regular. I can see you. Better to see you, okay? and I'll read it from the Chumash, because it's going to drive me crazy, this thing over here, this device, until I get the computer fixed. Okay, so going back to Chabez, so therefore that's Rashi, Nachmol Rashi. Rashi Pasuk says there's no difference. Pasuk Chav, which Pasuk was this? Evasar. This is Pasuk Chav Dalet. Okay, this old French word, Keshechoysa HaMichve Nepeches Lebeheres Pesucha Levenchaloka, and the Simoni Michlas Michva, the Simoni Shchin, they're exactly the same. And the only reason why we have two different parashios is coming to teach us that they do not combine one with the other. Okay, so then you have to have a shear. The shear is a gris. A gris is a bean. I think it's a bean. A gris is a bean, and you have to. So that means we learned yesterday what are the laws. The laws basically are that if it has to be, it has to have a white spot or a reddish spot, and it has to be shofol minhar, and it has to have a white hairs. White hairs, and the white spot must have a depth. If it does not have a depth and there is no white here, then the person is a muskar, is in quarantine for 1 week. After 1 week, if the hairs turn white immediately, he is a mitzvah. Or even if the hairs do not turn white, if it spreads, then he's a mitzvah. Let's say it does not spread and it does not turn white, then he goes free, then he's tar. So what does the Targum say? Targum Pesach of Daldin, Oy Enosh, Are Yehe B'mashrei, Kigava denur, a kigava denur, which means a burn, or means fire, and I guess the word kigava denur means a scab of fire. And what is the halacha? The hey roishem, the same exact thing. The word roishem again is used by the Targum, kigava bahara. It is a beheres chav ra. That's white. It's a whitish spot. Or it's red, or it's white. Alright, so let me see over here what it says in the Mefarshim over here on the side of the page. On the side of the page it says in Targum, Vihei. Okay, it doesn't say anything over here. Okay, it doesn't really say anything over here that we're going to dwell upon. Vihei Shalom Michyas, Amichvehi, Bloshon Berios. Okay, Shalom Michubo, Shalom Dubak, Bezman, Shalom Michvek, Mavriya, Krum. I'm skimming through what it says over here. Okay, it doesn't really say very much. We're just going to leave it with that. We have here in the flesh, in the basar, or in the ki. Oivosar, one thing again is that the Targum says Oivosar means a person. You translate the word Vosar to refer to a human being, an Enosh, a person, has in his Oiroi, in his skin, a burn of fire, and in the Michyas HaMichva, what is unique is he translates the word the Michyas, the Roisham. The Roisham, we learned yesterday the word Sarevis. So this is another example of what the Targum does very well. The Targum comes to simplify the language. He's coming to give another, he's coming to take two words, which seemingly are different words, and he translates both words exactly the same. Another example of what the Targum does very well. With the Targum, he simplifies a simple language. There are two very different words. There is the word Sarevis that we learned yesterday, and there's the word the Michyas HaMichva. And the word Michyas, so you told me, the word Michya, Rashi, maybe Rashi here disagrees. Could very well be Rashi, because Rashi says the word Michyas means the healing. The burn is now healed. The Targum, though, says, the hay is going to be now in this, the Michya, the Roishem. Kiva. Beroshem. Beroshem is the exact same word that Targum used yesterday to translate the word Tzoreves Hashchin. And we learned in Rashi, what does it mean the word Tzoreves? Rashi's translation, Tzoreves means, it means Regia. Regia, right? Called Tzoreves L'shoin Regias Or. A Regia. What's a Regia? So we learned yesterday, it means to fold. When the skin shrivels or the skin folds. Now, I guess that's part of the healing process. That if the skin develops a boil and now it begins to heal, so when there's a boil, it swells. And when the swelling, the inflammation descends, it shrivels and folds. And that's the word tzoreves according to Rashi. But the Targum did not say that. Targum said the word roshan, which means an impression. And that was the word that was used to translate the word tzoreves. Here, when we're dealing with the burn on the skin, which is not the same thing as a boil, it's obviously something different. And here, Rashi says, and you have the word mechias, and you right away translate it means that when the skin begins to heal, and the Targum says what mechias means, a roshan. So another classic example for our Sefer on Targum. Targum, very often, he takes the Hebrew language, which is one of the smallest languages in the world, has the smallest vocabulary, and he makes it even smaller by taking two words, which seemingly are completely different words, with different meanings, a different connotation, and both of these words he translates with the same word, a roshan, an impression. An impression that comes in the aftermath of a boil, and an impression that comes in the aftermath of a burn. A person damages his skin, either through a boil or through a burn, and now it begins to heal. And in the process of healing, there is a change in his flesh. So when it comes to a boil, the change is called a tzoreves. When it comes to a burn, it's called a mechia. It's called a mechias. And both of these examples, he says it's the same exact word of a roshan. That is very, to me, is very interesting. I think it's a very thing, Kedai thing over here. We learned even just to learn this, is a very interesting idea. Interesting idea. We have a Heshi Barth. How come I can't see Heshi Barth? What's, let me just give me one sec. What's going on here with the camera? Switch to gallery. Okay, now I can see Heshi Barth. I can see that he's not. Here you go. Okay, I now can tell him. Alright, now let's go to the next pasuk. So what happens? Pasuk Chavei says, same exact thing. The Kohen gives a look and he sees that the white hair has been transformed into Beheretz u'mareha, and its appearance is omoik min ha'or, is depth. Tzaras hi b'michva in the burn parocha v'tinei oisoi ha'kohei nega tzaras hi. Now notice here, when we talk about the color, it says the word omoik. In the previous sugya of the boil, it says mareha shafol min ha'or. Okay, so we have two different ways of describing the color. By the shchin, it's not enough that it's a white spot or a reddish spot. It has to be shafol min ha'or. Pasuk 20, by the shchin, it says it's shafol. Here, it says that it's omoik. Now, what is interesting is that in Pasuk Chaf, when it said the word shafol, Rashi translated the word shafol to mean omoik. Back in Pasuk Chaf in Rashi, Marecha shafol, v'ein mamosha shafol, ela mitech lav ninusoi, hu nirish shafol ve'omoik. Rashi said shafol means omoik. And here, it doesn't say the word shafol, it says directly, it says that it is. It is omoik v'rav oisakoi v'nei nepach selovan b'beheres u'mareho, and its appearance is omoik min ha'or. And what does the Targum say? Now let's listen to Rashi. There is no Rashi on this at all. Targum says on this, pasuk chaf hei, v'chazei Yosa Kahana Vaha Isapech Sahara Lemichvar, and here turned to the color of white, Bibaharta, Umich Zaha Amik Min Mashcha Sigirusa he, the same as a Poroporocha, the sprout, Sagi, Bechavaa in the burn, Sigias, it has expanded. Okay, in the you use the word mashka sigiusa. Oh, amik min ha'ar. It looks that it's min ha'ar. Okay, tsarasi. That's the word sigiusa. The word sigiusa is the translation of the word tsaras. Bechavaa sigias. Then he says the word parocha means it expanded, got bigger. V'sa'ev yosek ha'anok machtosh. It is a machtosh is a nega. Sigirusa of Tsarasi. Alright, so it's pretty much the same as before, but there's another interesting difference to point out between the two. No, it's exactly the same. Okay. Alright, so alright, we'll leave with that. So what do we take away from this? So far we take away two differences between one thing I left out. Let's go back to how does the Targum translate the word Omoik? How did the Targum translate the word amik? Amik. It is amik. How did the Targum translate the word shafol in Pasuk Yutes? He translated it omko. Okay, omko. It's not the same thing. Amik and omko. I don't know the difference between the two. They have the same root, ayin mem kuf, but they're not exactly the same. When it said the word shafol, the Targum translated the word omka. And when it translates the word omoik, amik. Okay, they're pretty similar. So maybe you want to go say that the Targum again is doing the same exact thing. He's coming to simplify a simple language. He's saying that basically the word shafol and the word an omoik have exactly the same translation. Okay, so we have over here. We have over here, so far, so good. We have two chidushim here so far today. We have in the Targum, we have he's taking two different words, tzoreves and michias, and he's giving us the same translation, roishen. And he's giving us the second chidush we learned today is that the two words shafol and amoik also have the same translation, the same root of ayin mem kof. And so far, we have not yet seen any major difference between the two, like Rashi said. The nega that comes after a boil has the exact same halachos as the nega that comes after a burn. There's no difference. And why did we break up these two different concepts into two different sections? In order to teach us that you cannot combine the two together to make up the minimum size to declare a person a mitzoyer. Pasuk Chaf Vav. V'yim yiren ha'kohen v'inei ein b'beheret se'o levon. Same thing as we had before. Let's say there is no white here. And ushvalo einena minar. Oh, look at this. Now the Pasuk switches back. Look what it does over here in mid-sentence. It started off talking about the burn and described the color and it said it's omoik. And now it says the word shvalo. What's going on over here? How come there is an inconsistency in the Pasuk? When we learned about the Shechin, and it said that it's not, the color is not deep, twice did it use the same word, shafol. When we first described the Shechin as a problem, right, the Shechin, and then if it's not, v'mirena ha'kwein v'nei ein bo'asir levon, u'shvolo, Einena min ha'ar. It never said the word omoik by the boil. But by the burn, it starts off describing that it's omoik. And then when it wants to say that it's not omoik, it switches and uses the other word, it's not shafol min ha'ar. Halo davar. That requires explanation. That is a very interesting difference. What is going on over here? Why is it when we obviously these two words basically mean the same thing, And when it comes to the Shechin, there, when we describe the positive and the negative, we are consistent. We use the same vocabulary word of shofo. But when it comes to the burn, the michya, we switch. We first describe it with a new word, omoik min ha'ar, and then when we want to say the negative, that it's not omoik min ha'ar, we say the word that it is shofol min ha'ar. So what's going on over here? I don't know. No one says on over here. Let's see on the side. I'm looking over here in the Ma'at Sari. Does he say anything over here? Omok? No, he doesn't talk about this. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chavav. V'yim yirena. Yeah, the pasuk Chavzayin. So he goes into quarantine for 1 week. And now he comes back after 1 week. And what happens? V'ra'ol ha'kohen b'yom ha'shvi. Im pasoy sifse bo'or. Oh, if it spreads, good. V'timei ha'kohen o'soy nega tzarasi. Pasuk Chavches, let's say it doesn't spread. V'yim tachtecha tamar b'cheres lo'y fososo v'or. V'hi chaya, same thing. Same exact expression like in the previous, in the Vayit Shechin. It's Se'es HaMechvahi. This is called the Se'es. It's a Se'es HaMechvah. You see, now we're not using the word Tzareves. We're not using the word a Mechya. We're using the word over here, a Se'es HaMechvahi. V'tiyarei HaKohen ki Tzareves. Oh, now we talk to use the word Tzareves HaMechvahi. We do use the word over here. So let's go back to the Shechin. Go by the Shechin. Shlishi, Ubosakia, Vaira, Shechin, Vinirpa. Vaira, Mokam, Ashchin. Oh, so it says the word Se'es. It does say the word Se'es. In Pasuk Yutes, it says the word Se'es. Livana. And there, it means, Pasuk Yutes, Ibahara, Basrash, Amka. It's getting too confusing for me. Let's just see simply what it means over here. Let's just see what it says in the time over here. I won't go further. It's too confusing already for me. Pasuk of Zayin v'yich zeynei kahana b'yom ha'shvi'ah. The Kohen will inspect him on day 7. Im oisafa toisef b'mashka. If the nega got expanded, then v'saif kahana yosei. The Kohen will declare him tamei. It's then called the machtosh. It is a nega. Sigirusa is a tzaras. The translation of tzaras is sigirusa. He pasuk chavches in the targum v'im da asra kamas beharta. If in its location it stands the baheres loy oy seifas b'mashka. It does not spread in his skin and v'hi omyo. And it has depth. It's keha. Keha, the translation for the word weak is omyo, like we learned yesterday. Like the word coals. Person has coals that are dimming. They're dimming, they're going out. Oimek keva, if the depth of the burn is weak, kavaahi. Oime kavahi vida ki kene kana are roisham kavahi is the tzareves. We have the same word again in the tzareves. All right, that's it. That's the end. Okay, so we finished. We've gone over here through. We've gone through two aliyas. All right, we went from shlishi to revi. Wow, so we did over here two aliyas. Okay, shlishi at least in one parashah. There are two parashahs this week. So in the Shlishi, we learned about the laws of a nega that comes after a boil. And we learned in Revi, a nega that comes after a burn. Okay, and we learned some new vocabulary and some concepts, and we're done. Now we come to a completely new topic. The topic of getting a nega on the head. Whole new topic of discussion. The Ish O Isha. And notice here, this is something different. We learned until now, Adam, a man. Then we learned about Bosor. And the Targum translated the word Bosor, Enash. the word bosar is like a human being is a bosar v'dam. And now, Pasuk of Tes, we learn about an ish. An ish o isha. It's fascinating, no? Each type of nega is coming to address a different dimension of the human condition. A human being is called an Adam, he's called a Bosar V'dam, and he's called an Ish, or an Isha. So when we learned about, you know, the first Negoim that we did not learn this year, maybe we learned last year, I don't remember, or 2 years ago, when the parasha begins, it says, Adam, Ki Yeh B'ar B'Saroi, that's how it started off. This is good stuff, this is good Chaim L'Josh, right? In the beginning of Parag Gimel, Vayidara Hashem El Moshev Yel Aron Le'mor Adam. Okay, the basic Negoim. And then, when we come to the third Aliyah, we deal with Uvosar and Targum. What is Bosar? It doesn't mean flesh. Bosar means a human being. And what? How we addressing by human being, we're calling him like a Bosar V'dam. A human, a Bosar V'dam. We leave off the dam for savings. Right, you know that the 1-800 mattress, leave off the ass for savings. So we have over here.
So, but it seems simply Adam is inclusive, man and woman.
But right, all right, correct. And boss also is inclusive, man and woman. But when it comes to an ish, then we have to say ish o isha. Correct. Adam is inclusive, mankind includes a man and a woman, mankind. And likewise, Bosar V'dam, a human being is flesh and blood. So that includes a man and a woman. But now when we want to address humanity with the term Ish, it's gender specific. There are only two genders in this world, man and woman. If you say that too loud, they'll come arrest you. They'll arrest you if you say that. Isn't it a crazy world? Mamash. People, they lost their mind. The marbles spilled out all over the world. I don't know, who cares? You're dealing with a fraction of 1% of society. And the whole world, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make a fraction of 1%. How many people really care into this? Switch a man and a woman. It's unbelievable. You think the whole world is like this thing. Not to be believed.
Rabbi.
I'm listening, yeah.
Maybe he says switches from man and woman because he will start talking about a beard. And God forbid a woman should have a beard.
No, but when it talks about a beard, it doesn't mean a beard. It means the nega is on the...
Hair.
No, it's on the...
Scalp has hair.
Right. Yeah, but that's not what the nega is. The nega
has a beard in the hair.
Yeah, but that's not what the nega is. The nega is on the skin. The nega is not on the hair.
Yeah, but on the hair.
I know. I don't think it means on the hair. Okay, I don't know. Let's see. But this I never
picked up. Under the hair.
Under the hair. This is amazing. Never picked up on this. That we're addressing over here this category of this nega with a different term. It's Adam, Bos of Adam, and now Ish or Isha. It's amazing. I never appreciated. What's the difference between these things? Okay. The Ish o Isha Kiye Voi Noga. Berosh oi Vizokon. Either the head or in the beard. Zokon. Zokon. Whenever you say a beard, it's with a komatz. Zokon. Zokain means old. It's not the same word. Zokain is old. Zokon is a beard. So now, what happens? Pasuk Lam V'ro HaKoyin Es HaNega. V'Koyin looks at the Nega. V'nei Mareyu Omoik Minor. Again, the same word. Doesn't say Shofol. It says what Omoik. Uvoi. And in this nega, there is a seor tzohoiv dok. Now this is a new concept. Until now, until the whole parasha, all of the negoyim, and including the nega on the michya and the shchin, it was a seor lavan. The simen, in order to make the nega tame, it must be white. And it does not say the word dok. It just says, there's a white here. It says, useoro hafach lavan. There's no mention in the beginning of the parasha of yellow. A yellow here that's dok. The first time we are introduced to a concept of yellow and dok, very, very small, is only on the beard. Only the beard has this concept. The ish or isha kievoi doga, beroish oi vizakon, verakoines anega, vine mareu omoik min or. Okay, it's omoik. Uvoi and there is seor tsohoiv dok, vitime oi soyakohein, nesek hu. Giving it a name. It's called a nesek. Tsaras horoish oi hazokon hu. And then we elaborate, it's the tsaras of the roish or of the zokon. Okay, now let's look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk of tes. Beroish oy bezokon bo akosef lechalik be nega shemokim seor le nega shemokim bosor shezes simanoi be seor lavan vezes simanoi be seor tzohoiv. Now there are two things over here Rashi is doing. Number one, it seems that Rashi here is coming to explain that when it says the word bosor in the previous two aliyos, he disagrees with the Targum. The Targum translates the word basar to mean in enash, a person. A person. Rashi, it seems indirectly, maybe I'm wrong, but indirectly saying over here we're dealing with the head, dealing over here with the beard, and before we learned about basar, why is it necessary for the pasuk over here to go separate them into different categories? Why can't we just lump them all together? So Rashi says, because the laws are different. What's the difference in the law? Yellow here. But Rashi incidentally says that in the previous section it's called a nega in the bosar. And this is called a nega shebimokoyim seor, like what you were trying to say. Is that this type of nega is a nega that comes in a location on the skin which is densely inhabited by hair. On the body, okay, there are hairs that come on the body, but you can, it's very, very light. You can see right through it. There's very little hair. So Rashi is trying to hint that when it said the word basar in the previous section, it's coming to, it's a word that stands in contrast to the word, to the seor. Ish oy isha, kiye boy noga, beroish oy vizokon, mokom seor. Now that's not what the Targum said. The Targum said the word enosh, ish, basar, means a human being. Okay, so it's a small nuance, but like as we said before, according to the Targum, it's very geschmack, it's very, very, it's very intriguing. It requires some Friday afternoon drush. What's going on? Why is it that we go in this process of starting out with an Adam, transitioning into a basar v'dam, because that's what Targum says. Basar is a person, basar, and then we go into ish. According to Rashi, no. We're dealing with an adam across the board. And the reason why we said basar, it's talking about a location. A location on the body. It doesn't mean a human being. The location of a basar, in contrast to when the nega is on the roish or the zok in the place of a lot of hair. Very interesting. Okay. Now, what is it over here in the Targum? Targum Pasuk Chavtes says, Ugivar, oy itos. So here the Targum can't ignore. The Targum does not say enosh. You can't say that here. Ish means a gvar. A gvar. Let's go back and see how he says the word Adam. How does the Targum translate the word Adam? Pasuk Beis. Ooh, look what he says. The Adam is Anosh. Anosh. The Targum translates the word Adam the same way he translates the word Basar in Anosh. So you may expect maybe the Targum should say the same thing. He should say when it says the word Ish, it means an Anosh. Right? The Targum does that. The Targum, he likes to simplify words. Yeah, here it says Adam, here it says Ish, here it says Basar. It's all the same thing. That's his job. His job is to simplify the language. Just because it says here the word Tzareves, and it says here the word in Michyas, it's the same thing, it's a Roshem. But here he doesn't do that. Here when it says Ish or Isha, an Ish is a Gvar. A Gvar has a connotation of a powerful person, a Chevroman, a person that's a macho man. Okay, so going back, so he says it's a gvar, a man, a gvar oy ita, or a woman. Are yehei be machtosha, machtosha means a nega, breish in the head, oy bidkan in the beard, pasuk lamed, the yichzei kohanoyos machtosha, the kohen should inspect the nega, v'ho, and behold, Mich zohi amik min mashka. It has depth. It is a deep color from the skin. Ubei, and in this depth there is a sa'ar sumok. Now that is dadak. Dadak means it's very small. But sumok, what does the word sumok mean? Doesn't the word sumok mean red? And here it says Sohoiv. So, you see, this we discussed this morning, right? What exactly is Yoroik? Is Yoroik yellow? Is Yoroik green? And now we have another word, Sohoiv. Sohoiv some is gold. Gold is really yellow, right? It's a yellowish color. On the computer, I always wondered about this. Like, you know, if you ever do graphics, you have a palette of all the different colors, and you want to make believe you have a gold throne on the computer. What color do you use for gold? There is no gold on all the color spectrum of, there's no such thing as gold. Gold is not really a color. Gold is there's a certain glitter that you really can't illustrate on a computer. It always breaks. You know, you buy a screen. You ever see these labels on the monitor? There's 30 million colors. 30 million colors. What a bunch of baloney. 30 million colors. The television can display 30 million colors. So when it shows you something, really, 30 million colors. You want to paint something in Photoshop. So I always wondered about this. It's basically yellow. The color you use to paint something gold on a computer screen is yellow. There is no gold. You can buy a paint. You go to the store, you can buy it because they put in it a metallic substance that lets it shine like gold. So when you have something physical, like paint, you go to the hardware store, and you can buy gold paint. They put in something that's like a metal which has a glitter. But on the computer screen, you can't do that. There's no such thing. With all the technology that exists today, it's artificial. If you ever go look on television, or any type of, and they'll show you something that's gold. You're not really seeing it. You're not, even silver, also silver. You're not really seeing what it really looks like. Because even the best computer cannot, the best, most sophisticated computer screen cannot give you a true portrait of gold. With all of the technology we have today, it's a step down. You have a painting, you can paint something gold. But on the computer screen, you can't. Even the most, you know, these very expensive screens, it's really yellow. And in your mind, they trick you to think that you're looking at gold or looking at silver. It's artificial. You can't replace the real thing. Computer can't do that. It's an amazing thing. At any event, so I have the word tzohiv. Tzohiv means like gold. So what is gold? Gold is really yellow. But yet, the Targum doesn't say, the Targum here says sumach, which means red. So what's going on over here? I don't know. Let's just finish it over here. And he will look at this color. Wait 1 second over here. Oh, it's 8:07? I'm sorry, I didn't realize it's so late. I'm sorry. 8:07. This is over here. I'm having so much fun over here. Let's finish over here. This puzzle over here. I'm making the Sarah wobbles here. Where's the Pasuk Gvar? I'm even going to be Sar Sumok. Dadok, Visaev Yosek Hanav Niskohu Sigius Reshei Tsaras of the head of Diknahu. And on the side of the page, let me just see what it says over here, the translation. Sumok. Odoin. I'm reading what it says over here. Tsaruchin. He writes, what's going on? Sharei B'taras Kehanim Amrut Sochayv Lo Yoroik Lo Yodoyim Lo Shachar. The Av Shein Lachshas Al Unkelis Miraisa Shrei Tanaha Mikomakam Echi Tachet Shein Evdo Ben Targum Tzayv Le Ben Targum Odoyim. V'tzarech Loimar Kehim Shech Taras Kehanim Shudoyim Le Tavnis HaZohav V'Azav Mituar B'Tzeva Odoyim. V'in Kosra Toysvis De Esreg Noitel Ad Nimos V'in Rabban Chalmoin Hu Odoyim Beitza. Okay, he's thinking of a very big chiddush. He's getting over here involved. Okay, this is a very big topic. It seems over here he has a lot of marakoymos. It seems indeed that the word sohoyim is a very complicated word. What exactly what color it means? Targum seems to be noted that it's a reddish color, and indeed gold does have a reddish hue to it. All right, we'll stop over here. Thank you very much for coming and listening. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Hashim. Have a good night.
Good
night. Okay, good thank night. You. Zayis,
zayis.
Good night. Good night.